There's a hint to what Jog the Web offers in its title. It's a way of providing an interactive tour around various websites, or indeed around other content. So think of a sequenced series of activities, a sort of web quest, in which you've got maybe a series of sites, some nuggets of information that you want to provide for your students, or indeed for your colleagues. Rather than just give them a list of links, or use one of the links list tools, Jog the Web allows you to add a little bit extra. It allows you to add a commentary guiding your learner or colleague through the different websites that you've provided. The way that it does that is providing a sort of work area within which there's a navigation pane down the left-hand side containing the titles of each of the pages of the links to which you've provided, or indeed of the textual pages that you've provided. To the right of that is a large area within it's a web page viewer. So any of the sites that you've provided actually appear within the page. And then just above that is the contextual information or instructions that you've provided. So you've got sort of a window on the web. As you flick through each of the pages, and there's navigation buttons available to do that, the new websites open within the viewing frame, and the new context information that you've provided appears above it. And there's various ways you can navigate through it. Creating a Jog the Web is fairly straightforward. You need first of all to create yourself an account, then add a new jog and give it a title and a description. That information will appear to the viewer, so it's quite useful to be able for them to be able to see what the jog's about. And then you start to add your content. You can either add it in the form of a page on the internet or your own content, as I mentioned. And that can include rich text information. So you can type in your text and then format it accordingly. You can even include pictures, videos, links, and all that kind of material. If you've got a Word document, you could even copy and paste from a Word document. If you're going to send them to a link on the internet, all you need is a page title, the name of the page or site, the URL, and then add some commentary to describe what you want somebody to get from that page or to do using that page, or the kind of a summary of the information they could see. And there's a useful thing to be able to do. Maybe you could get students making sense of the web by creating their own Jog the Webs for each other.